Globalcast MD, along with Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago, creating a healthier future for every child. In today's video from Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago, we learn about tethered cord syndrome, and Dr. Robin Bowman will walk us through cord release. A tethered spinal cord is a neurologic condition that results in the spinal cord becoming abnormally fixed or attached in place, which may stretch or pull on the spinal cord. A tethered spinal cord is diagnosed by a medical imaging study of the spinal cord, usually an MRI, magnetic resonance imaging. A tethered spinal cord may lead to neurological problems in some patients. However, not all patients will develop problems related to this finding. When surgery, called a tethered cord release, is recommended, the goal is to prevent further neurological damage.
The nervous system functions by sending small electrical impulses through fiber tracts from the brain to the spinal cord. The spinal cord then transmits the signals to organs and muscles through small fibers known as nerves. Each level of the spinal cord is responsible for controlling specific bodily functions. Our spinal cord is very structured or orderly. The higher parts of the spinal cord control the arms, chest, and abdomen, while the lower parts of the spinal cord controls the legs, bowel, and bladder function. Tethering can occur anywhere along the spinal cord, but most commonly occurs at the bottom of the spinal cord. Consequently, signs of tethering may be weakness or sensory changes in the legs or feet, and/or changes in the bowel or bladder function. There are many different causes of a tethered spinal cord. Most of the time, we do not know why a tethered cord forms during fetal life, or why some patients may eventually develop neurologic symptoms related to tethering. A subtle form of tethering is a thickened or fatty infiltrated phylum. We all have a string at the bottom of our spinal cord. This string is called the phylum. This phylum carries no nervous function. However, sometimes this phylum can be infiltrated with fat. When this normal string is infiltrated with fat, it may put an abnormal tension or pull on the bottom of the spinal cord, eventually causing neurologic symptoms. The goal of tethered cord surgery is to release the spinal cord from the abnormal inelastic tethering lesion or string while preserving all functional nervous tissue. To begin the operation, a 2-centimeter incision is created at the lumbosacral junction, which is usually at the dip in our lower back region. The dorsal fascia is opened a level above and below the intended laminotomy. The paraspinous muscles are stripped laterally, and a laminotomy is completed with bone-biting rongeurs.
The surgeon then releases the ligamentum flavum from the undersurface of the superior lamina, which is then opened and removed, and the epidural fat is cauterized laterally, exposing the distal aspect of the thecal sac.
The child is tipped in gentle Trendelenburg, and the dura is opened in the midline. Dural retraction sutures are placed. The thickened fatty phylum is identified.
An operative microscope is utilized to aid the surgeon in finding an optimum visual field by magnifying the intradural space while they work.
Using microdissectors, the adhering arachnoid is freed, which allows the nerve roots to relax ventrolaterally.
For all patients, their leg and bottom nerves and muscles are monitored throughout the procedure by electromyography, or EMG. After exposing the fatty phylum and viewing it under the microscope, a protective barrier is placed under the phylum to isolate it from the underlying nerve roots and prevent electrical conduction to the nerve roots during stimulation. The next step will be to use the EMG probe to stimulate the nerve roots and phylum.
A monopolar probe is used to stimulate both the phylum and the adjacent nerve roots at an intensity of 0.2 milliamps. No neuromuscular activity is noted in the lower extremities or anal sphincter when the phylum is stimulated. The phylum is then cauterized and transected, thereby untethering the spinal cord.
The dura is then closed in watertight fashion with 7-0 sutures. The wound is infiltrated with marcaine and closed in a multi-layer fashion by reapproximating muscle, a tight dorsal fascia closure, and finally the skin with absorbable sutures. Dermabond is placed at the skin level prior to completion of the case. In this video, we briefly discussed one cause of tethered cord syndrome and its surgical release in a stepwise fashion with Dr. Bowman. Globalcast MD, along with Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago, creating a healthier future for every child.